From NPR and WNYC, live from the Bell House in Brooklyn, New York, this is Ask Me Another. I'm Ophira Eisenberg, your host for this next hour of puzzles, word games, and trivia. And if you love rom-coms, you are totally going to fall in love with this show. Our VIP is best-selling author and screenwriter Delia Ephron. Now please give it up for our one-man house band, Mr. Jonathan Coulton.
Hello, everybody.
And looks like we have our first two contestants. Please welcome Kelsey Ament and Ed Knazel. Hello, Kelsey.
Hi there, how are you?
Good. I understand you review movies on a blog called Pretentious Netflix.
Yes, basically it's a whole blog of just anything that people are sort of scared to watch, like, you know, anything Ingmar Bergman, anything Federico Fellini.
Right, highbrow, you know, stuff.
Yeah, just like those things that people are like, I don't know if I want to devote 2.5 hours to this. So
that is so our time, right? We're like, oh, that sounds like a lot of time.
So it's one of those things where basically I review it and I say whether or not you'd be sort of into it depending on what you're into.
Oh, that sounds great. I love it. Okay. And Ed, you work a very interesting job. I didn't even know this existed in the environmental office in airports.
Yes, that's right. Yeah.
So you travel around to airports and try to decide who is doing their job to help the
right.
environment.
Well, yes, just the ones around here, Newark, Kennedy, LaGuardia for the most part. And we're working to make those airports run a little bit more sustainable and environmentally nice.
Okay, well, this game is called The Answer Lies Within, and you're in luck because I'm feeling very generous. So in this game, I'm going to tell you the answer to each question, and by that I mean the answer to each question will be contained within the question itself. I know. And joining us is our puzzle guru, Greg Pliska, and he is going to give us an example. Greg?
All right, Ed and Kelsey, if we said this cable channel was launched on June 17th, 1985, just shortly after British scientists announced their discovery of the ozone hole, then the answer would be discovery.
Ah. Fun, right?
Okay.
Yeah. Okay, so listen carefully, and the winner of this round will move on to our Ask Me One More final round at the end of the show. Here we go. What's the official nickname of the first state to ratify the U.S. Constitution? Kelsey.
The first?
The first
state.
Yes, good. We'll give it to
First state. Terrible nickname. They were not that inventive back then.
But they were the only one.
They were the only one. They were. They were the first to like it on Facebook.
Should have called themselves the only state.
The only state.
The only state.
That's right. The title character of this popular Showtime drama series showed some dexterity as both a crime scene analyst and a prolific criminal. Kelsey.
Dexter?
Exactly. Dexter is correct. You never really think about that, how a murderer should be agile.
Like a cat.
If your math teacher was very mean, she might have you add up 1,000 different numbers and divide the sum of those numbers by 1,000 to find this. Ed.
The mean.
The mean is correct. Do you know why math teachers are mean?
Why?
Because they have a lot of problems.
Oh, my. Oh. Did you get that off a Dixie cup?
Snapple.
You finish your popsicle and that joke is there on the stick.
The cover of this magazine's September 3rd, 1970 issue featured Rolling Stones lead singer Mick Jagger wearing what appears to be pink lipstick. Ed.
Rolling Stone.
Yes, exactly. Which was a scandal, the pink lipstick, right? Because he's a winter.
He was hanging out with David Bowie, I think.
Do you remember what the article was about?
No.
Was it like, there's no way he's doing this in 40 years?
Get your tickets.
Get your ticket. Dubbed the Lady with the Lamp, Nursing pioneer Florence Nightingale was born in what European city?
Oslo.
Kelsey, I feel like we forgot what the game is for a second there. Oslo is an excellent guess, but not contained within the question. Ed, can you steal? Yes, please ring in. Ed. It's
Kuala Lumpur.
That's a good one.
Yes, that was very creative.
Good one.
No, the answer is actually Florence. She was born in Florence, Italy. But her parents were lazy.
You know what, Ed? You tried to make it work, and I respect you for that.
Before launching one of the world's most successful companies, this technology pioneer with this last name held jobs designing video games for Atari and entertaining kids by dressing up as the Mad Hatter. Kelsey.
Jobs.
Yes, exactly. Steve Jobs. All right, this is your last question. Many of the exterior scenes in this Oscar-winning movie starring Marlon Brando were filmed on the waterfront of Hoboken, New Jersey. Kelsey.
On the waterfront?
On the waterfront is correct. Puzzle guru, Greg Pliska.
I believe our winner is Kelsey. Congratulations.
Congratulations, Kelsey. You'll be moving on to our Ask Me One More final round at the end of the show.